A key focus of strengthening Michigan's economy recently has been trying to retain more of the state's college graduates. How that's going is part of a presentation today in Lansing being given by our next guest. Lou Glazer is the president and co-founder of the nonprofit Michigan Future Incorporated. The organization describes itself as a source of new ideas on how Michigan can succeed as a world-class community in a knowledge-driven economy. Retaining more college graduates is one focus of the group. Mr. Glazer's presentation is part of a regional talent summit today organized by Capital Area Michigan Works, Lansing Community College, and the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, LEAP, and we welcome Lou Glazer back to Current State.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
We'll get to your presentation here in short order. First, tell us what's happening at this talent summit and who will be there.
So this is a follow-up to sort of the two statewide conferences that the governor did around talent, one led by businesses and the other with educators. The Metro Lansing, sponsored by LEAP, the Economic Development Organization, the CEOs of the region, Lansing Community College, and the Capital Area Michigan Works are all co-sponsoring this event to talk about what Metro Lansing can do to retain talent. So I'm one of a number of folks who are leading breakout groups. Bill Rustem, who's the who's the governor's policy advisor, is the keynote speaker at lunch.
Also participating.
Right.
Okay. We're going to take one quick second to switch Lou to a different microphone here. Here we go. We've picked up an ugly hum there somehow along the way. One of Michigan Future's core messages is that the knowledge-based economy is here to stay.
Correct.
What are the key features of a knowledge-based economy?
Right. So, you know, basically because of globalization and technology and advanced economies, sort of work that people do with their minds rather than with their hands is what the economy needs. So when you look at the data and, you know, we basically divide industries into whether they're what we call high education attainment or knowledge-based or low education attainment. All the high education attainment part of the economy, which is predominantly healthcare, education, this category called information, which is old media, new media, telecommunications and software, finance and insurance, which is really important in Metro Lansing, and professional and technical services, which is law firms, engineering firms, et cetera. That's the only growing part of the American economy. It's all the new jobs.
That's where the action is.
That's where all the action is and all the high wages are.
Okay. A lot of your work has involved comparing.
Yes.
I found this interesting. Comparing healthy state and local economies with Michigan's. And you found those healthy economies wherever college graduates are concentrated?
Right, exactly. The single biggest predictor of whether you and I are going to have high incomes, but even more interesting, whether your community is going to have a high income, is the proportion of adults with a four-year degree or more. So Michigan is 34th, and that's its fundamental problem in college attainment. And all of our three big metros, Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Lansing, are undereducated. And because college talent is increasingly concentrating in big metros. So unless your big metros work, your state can't work. And at the moment, none of our three big metros are working.
Should our schools and universities be primarily oriented to educating people for that knowledge-based economy? I mean, what's the place of agriculture and manufacturing or even the skilled trades in the 21st century?
Right. So farming is, less than 2% of the employment in Michigan and the country. I mean, it's not going away, but it's not a big job provider or a set of growth. Manufacturing is even worse. It was like a third of the employment in America in the 50s and 20% in the 90s. It's now nationally down to under 10%, and everybody thinks it's going to continue to decline. It's not going away either, but it's not a major source of job growth in the future.
So as much as we talk about manufacturing and agriculture, again, they're not going away, but by and large, that's not where the growth is. There's not any upside to those two sectors of the economy.
Correct. And in the case of manufacturing, the wages are going down. So if you're looking for sort of high wage, high growth jobs, it ain't there.
part of this dynamic appears to be that Michigan college graduates, Michigan colleges, right, graduate a respectable number of people,
yes,
from college, but they leave. Where are they going, and what will it take to make more of them stay?
Right. So Michigan's got two problems. One is, or really three problems. One is not enough of our high school kids get four-year degrees. Of those who do get four-year degrees, a good portion leave. And then we're also one of the places that no one with a college degree moves into. So you add all three of those things together, and we end up 34th in college attainment. And we're just doing data now on 25 to 34-year-olds with college degree. Michigan is 32nd in that statistic. So we're still way undereducated. The simple answer of where they're going is big metros anchored by vibrant central cities. So there are, this is, I just learned this in the last couple of days, there are more 25 to 34-year-olds with a four-year degree. There's twice as many 25 to 34-year-olds with a four-year degree in the city of New York as there is in the state of Michigan. There are more 25, and this is Michigan's main challenge, is Chicago. There are 250,000 young professionals in the city of Chicago. That's more than Metro Lansing, Metro Grand Rapids, Metro Detroit combined in the city of Chicago.
We're talking with Lou Glaser, president of Michigan Future Incorporated. In your last annual report, you devoted a section to the Lansing area economy, and you called one thing very worrisome, those are your words, and that is a mismatch between public sector employment,
yes,
very healthy,
yes,
and private sector,
yeah,
much weaker. Can you go a little deeper with us on that?
Yeah, exactly. So we think because Lansing, the one exception to the big metro rule nationally are mid-sized metros anchored by a research university. So Metro Lansing should be one of these places where economic growth is occurring. It's not. We think because it is, you know, for a metro anchored by a research university, is undereducated. So we use Metro Madison as a comparison. Madison has more than 40% of their regional population with a four-year degree. Metro Lansing's below the national average at 27%. And because of that, you end up with an economy that is 140% more concentrated in the public sector than the nation, and only 70% private sector compared to the nation. And you cannot grow an economy with that low of a concentration in the private sector. And that's Metro Lansing's fundamental challenge. And we think it's because the talent pool is too small.
But it's certainly Michigan State graduates an awful lot of people.
They don't stay.
But they don't stay. So right. That is the core of that,
right,
that
so
challenge.
So UW-Madison, they stay.
Okay.
Michigan State, they don't.
They don't. You refer often to a flattening world.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Right. So flattening world is Tom Friedman's line about globalization and technology. It's the notion that work increasingly can be done anyplace on the planet. And so that's the new reality. Stuff that used to only be done in America, we no longer have, you know, a God-given right that it's going to be done here. So companies are going to locate wherever they can do it the cheapest and the best. And that's the notion of a flat world.
Proponents of Common Core education standards,
right,
warn that not adopting them will mean the state lags further educationally. Do the Common Core standards play a role in this topic?
Oh, sure.
How so?
Well, because the Common Core standards, as well as, you know, sort of the high school graduation requirements, which the legislature is thinking about reducing, both are designed to prepare people for this knowledge-based economy. And at the point that you say, gee, our high school kids don't really need to know that, you're basically saying that our kids are not going to be prepared for the economy that they are going to live in. And it's really irresponsible.
Lou Glaser is president and co-founder of the nonprofit Michigan Future Incorporated. He's part of a regional talent summit that happens today here in Lansing. Lou, thanks very much.
My pleasure.